Blog Talk Radio.
All the things I've done. To the word at noon. I pray that everything is going fine with this phone. I'm trying to check it to be sure. But however, I hope you all hear me well. We're going to have a word of prayer. Eternal Father, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus." So, Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts right now for all you've given us. You've given us everything pertaining to godliness, and we have no need for anything but you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that whatever we ask, it shall be granted. If we'll stand on it and believe in it. I thank you, Father God, that your word tells us that we can do this. And for that reason alone, Heavenly Father, we're able to. I want you all to kind of stand with me there. Stay with me for a moment. It seems like something going on with the internet. Hallelujah. Let's see here. I'm going to do it like this. Let me change mics. So y'all bear with me for a moment. And we know that whatever the word said and decreed it, we are, that's what we are. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Heavenly Father, right now that we have the power to bind and loose. We bind up anything that would cause hindrance to this broadcast right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Bill and Evangelist Renee. They're on the road doing a funeral or what have you. So we pray, Father God, that your spirit would be with them. We also pray that somebody will get saved, somebody will come to know you, Heavenly Father. We ask these blessings in Christ's name and 46 we do pray. Everybody agreed, said amen, hallelujah. Well, today is Thankful Thursday. Anyone would like to be thankful for any scripture or anything, just press 1 and we'll let you in, hallelujah. Anyone, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone like to be thankful just let us know by pressing 1 and we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday and everything give thanks. Well, while you all make up your mind if you want to participate, that's fine. If not, hey, because I know I got people here working and they just listen. They can't talk, and I get that. I got people on the internet. They are just out there, and I thank God for you. So we don't put no pressure on nobody, but we're talking about the mystery that is in Christ Jesus. Listen, brothers and sisters, the mystery is something that everybody don't get. Everybody don't understand. But the mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Then I ask the question, make sure Christ is in you. Like Philippians 2:5-8. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." Not Jesus Christ, but Christ Jesus, meaning the spirit part. That's the mind Christ had when he was resurrected. That's the mind we should have. The Bible says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, man, that's so awesome. God give you the right to think like him. Do you know what that means? That means you can act like God, because Christ was in the form of God, and he didn't think it was robbery. So you shouldn't think it's robbery to be like Christ. You can have that mind. You've been resurrected, then act like you've been resurrected. Talk like you've been resurrected. Stop being afraid to act what the word of God say you are. Well, what it requires is obedience, brothers and sisters. Obedience. See, there are some facts that we ought to study in this connection part. How we are connected. When he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We don't have our own righteousness. Our righteousness is in Christ. And I refuse to take my place in Christ as a son. That's what people do. You got to take your place as a son of God, just like Christ took his place. He was obedient. Same thing with us. We have to become obedient. I want you to know, brother and sister, no one has a better standard than we have, than you have. No one have a better place on the vine than you have, than I have. Because we're in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So therefore, if any man be in Christ, you are in Christ. So if you're in Christ, then you have the mind of Christ. Stop skipping around, okay? Know who you are. Know what the word says you are. Take your place in Christ. You're part of a divine nature. See, my righteousness was given to me in Christ. That's why I can have that righteousness. You have the right to use his name. By you having his mind, you can have that same right that Christ enjoyed. Listen, brothers and sisters, here's what he did, because I want everybody to be clear. The Bible says, but made himself of no reputation. He did this. He did this. So sometimes you got to make yourself of no reputation and take up on, the Bible says, the form of a servant. So just like Christ took on the form of a servant, we have to take on the form as of Christ, be resurrected with him. Think resurrection. Talk resurrection. He wasn't trying to make no reputation. That wasn't what he was trying to do. But he was trying to be like man. Form, not in the fact that he was practicing what man was practiced, but the Bible says, and being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death on the cross. Now, if I can just be real clear, Christ disrobed himself in heaven, came down and took the form. He put on man form. Just like we're supposed to put on Christ. We're supposed to put on the new man, which is created after Christ. Okay? I'll tell you right now, the Bible says, we are to be doers of the word. That's what it tells us. And when you become doers of the word, you get yourself out of trouble. I bet you never heard that like that. You want to stay out of trouble? Become doers of the word. act like Christ acts. When you become doers of the world, you're not the word, you're not deceiving yourself. But as long as you're a doer of the world, you're deceiving yourself. You got to start feeding yourself the word every day, or you'll never mature. You'll never come to that place where we're supposed to be at is in Christ. Okay, we're not mere men. I guess that's why I like Colossians. And this proves it right here. In Colossians, it says, I think it's the 13th and 14th verse. We read this the other day. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness. You've been delivered. And have translated us into his kingdom of his dear son. We've been translated. But that has to become a reality, brothers and sisters. My sin is nothing to you unless you take this word of God serious, apply it to your life, and say, you know what? I can do all things through Christ. That strengthens me. Christ is going to strengthen me. I can speak like Christ spoke. That's how he got things done. He just spoke it into existence. Mark 11:23-24, whatever you will say, and not doubt, but believe what you say will come to pass, you're going to have what you say. See, that's the mind of Christ. Christ just spoke it. He spoke to the wind. He rebuked the wind and told the sea to be calm. You got power to rebuke things, especially if it's not going the way you think it should go. Rebuke that thing. Cast it down. You got family members. On your job, in your circle, there's some things you need to just rebuke. Don't bless everything now. Some things you need to rebuke. I don't care how good or how ugly. Listen to the Spirit. The Spirit will tell you to rebuke some things. Jesus could have easily told the wind to be still, but he didn't. The Bible says he rebuked it. Then he told the sea to peace be still. See, there's some things that have caused trouble in your life, in your marriage. You got to rebuke that stuff. You know, the Lord is saying right now, there's some people you need to have a conversation with your mate. I don't know what you got to have a conversation about, but that only you and them know. You and that person know. But you need to have some conversation. So when the devil tells you, oh, I can't talk to him, I can't talk to her, rebuke that. Some of you right now need to be cleaning toward your family. And Satan said, well, you know what, this family don't never do nothing. They never get it together. Listen, brothers and sisters, you rebuke that thing because you got to know Christ holding it all together for you because you have his mind. You've been delivered from the power of darkness. You know, one day I'm just going to talk about the power of darkness because I want you to know you've been delivered from a whole lot of stuff you haven't acknowledged. That's why it's important that we become obedient even to the cross, obedient to the death, obedient to the resurrection. Crucify the flesh. The Bible says, so then if you be risen with Christ, seek those things above. This is what you want to do. You want to have his mind. I don't know why I'm telling somebody this, but the Bible says you have a legal right to eternal life. Don't let the enemy take that from you. Don't let him steal it from you. You need to keep there. The Bible says because you're in Christ, you are a new creature. You have to remind Satan that you've been redeemed. You part of a redemption team. He don't know you. You're a special force. You're not no ordinary Christian, quote. That's not who you are. Matter of fact, the Bible says he give us another angels as part of our inheritance of being in Christ. Christ could order angels right now. Well, same thing we can. I know you may not believe that, but the Bible says that over in Philippians 4, 6-7. Read that. Yeah. Always prayer. Excuse me. To praise God, I want us to be is in Christ. And if you stay in Christ, he'll keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. I might need to find that and read that, because I really want you to get that. When the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, you want to take advantage of that. Y'all bear with me for a minute here. Excuse me. Bear with me for a minute. I'm going to find Philippians 4. I'm going to go right here for a second. I believe it's around verse 11. I'm so used to having my readers. Gotta get out of it. Have it probably. But it says this. Not that I speak in respect of wants, for I've learned whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, and I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. But I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Your strength is coming from Christ. You know why? Because that's where you're at. You're in Christ. You can rejoice now. Yeah, you can rejoice now because you're in Christ. You're part of the resurrection. Then act like it. Have that mind. Have that mind. Know how important his blood is. You have that blood working for you. You blood bought. Hebrews 13-14 tells us, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkle the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead work to serve a living God. You stop putting the blood over your life and you'll see that that dead consciousness will actually, the way I see it is, you've been took on the mind of Christ. Believe me, brothers and sisters, you will be delivered, even your own mind, your own way of thinking, your old way of thinking, will be dissolved right before your eyes, and you'll never think about it. Did you notice that the blood of bulls and of goats only cleansed the flesh? But look what the blood of Christ did. Not only does it cleanse the flesh, but listen, brother and sister, it get rid of the consciousness, because you're a new creation now. God, are you right now probably suffering for some, think you got memory loss all the time? No, you don't. God purging you. He getting rid of that old stuff. That's all going on with you. Well, I wonder why I can't remember scriptures. Well, you don't need to remember. Not them. He got some new ones for you. Same word, but he got revelation knowledge for you. You know, I used to say Philippians, 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I used to say that, but I didn't know what that really meant, because I hadn't set my affection on things above. I was just doing things. I thought things were just happening. And it was okay to say that. Yes, I had the gospel preached unto me. But until you began to live this stuff, it would never become a reality. So listen, brothers and sisters, It's important that you have the mind of Christ. If he didn't want you to have that mindset, he would have told you. But he wants us to. I know you probably got some buddies and friends and family members don't want you to be greater than them, don't want you to be more than them. I get all of that. That's because they haven't been born again. When they want been born again, you want everybody to be excel in whatever area. If it's schooling, if it's a job, it blesses you when they get a pay raise. It makes you happy. Just the contrary to those that, or just the opposite to those that don't believe in it, don't believe in the resurrection. No, they don't wish that for them. But because God have allowed you to have more grace, he allowed you to be more patient, and that brought about more knowledge in your life. And as far as I'm concerned, people need to exalt patience, need to let patience have her perfect work. Why? Because the entire year won't nothing. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Paul said Jesus didn't find it to be a real big deal. He didn't see what was wrong with it. In other words, he didn't see nothing wrong with him acting like God, because that's what was in him. And, you know, that's why the Jews killed him anyway. And that's why they sought to kill him. Part of the story is he had to be obedient to death. Not to give them an advantage. But see, once he became resurrected, then he being the first fruit that gives you the right to walk in this newness of life. Let me tell you, if Christ hadn't risen from the dead, you would still be in your sins. I would be in my sins. We would walk around like any real man. What we believed in would be no greater than Buddhists, no greater than Muhammad. These are men religion. It would be no greater than that. But because Christ rose from the dead, no one else can make that claim. And especially when it comes to saying, I've been risen with him. You've been risen with Christ. Well, you got to learn some things too, okay? You got to learn some things. Sometimes it's good. David said, it's good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn thy stature. Sometimes it's good that you go through some things. I talked to a lady the other day. She talking about how the organizational church hurt her. Well, I tell you, ma'am, I can identify with you because it hurt me too. But you got to know that wasn't God. You got to know that there's a difference between the organization and the organism. And she received that word. So I was looking to see if anybody like anyone else have anything they want to Thankful Thursday, because y'all know I can just preach all day long. I can teach all day. It blesses me. God had did this. God made us in the image of Christ. So part of that image is having that mind. But you got to be an overcomer of the world. You got to overcome. But who is he that overcometh the world but the believers that Jesus is the Son of God? If you believe it, you'll act like it. Amen? Amen. Okay, anyone have any comments? Any? Okay. Okay.
Hello. Hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania. How are you doing?
Hey, Greg. Fine. How you doing, Greg?
Oh, good. It's been a while since I've been on, but I felt led to come back this week and listen to the word. So, one, I'm thankful for that. And another thing I'm thankful for is, you know, for a long time I've been trying to, you know, wonder about how to share things with others. And, you know, sometimes you get in a religious rut with the same people in the same groups. So about 2 weeks ago, I stepped out and I started to post some things on reddit.com, you know, and what God was speaking to me, and maybe some dreams, a vision here, you know, and try to share, you know, the gifts of the Spirit. And one thing that's funny about Reddit is you got a whole lot of different types of fish, even on those Christian forums. You know, you have people that believe in the gifts. You have people that think it's ridiculous if you post that you heard from God. And then you have some atheists on there. You have every kind of fish. And that was my goal. You know, I wanted to share with everybody. I didn't want to just share with a clique. And I enjoy it because Jesus did things out in the open.
That's right.
I don't want to get stuck. You know, if God speaks to me and it's something different than what the clique's saying, I don't want to get frustrated. I want to make sure, I want to understand that that is just one small group. That's one type of fish. You know, the ocean is full of fish and they all need to hear what God's saying. So I'm thankful for that. Yeah, I've been about 2 weeks. I've been on here. I took a little break, but I'm going to start posting again. But I guess that's my prayer. I want to be able to share in a way to where everybody hears it. You know, the Christian who believes in the gifts can hear it. The Christian that believes in the gifts that believes that I'm totally not right, you know. And I found out, like, probably the only person in my small circle before that really had a revelation that Trump was not going to win. And I knew he wasn't going to win. And everybody thought I was nuts.
Okay. So
I said, I gotta share with a larger group of people, you know.
Right.
And so I'm thankful for that.
I don't find that strange, because I understand that people get revelation knowledge about a lot of things. I try to stay more to the spiritual side of it, and that's where I operate. And I find out it's all kind of fish out there. Some like this, some like that, and it ain't about what we like. It's about, will you operate based on the word of God? See, will you say what God say to say? Because anything I say, especially when I say God said, there's a scripture for it. I just don't, you know, God is just that big. God is just that great. He's going to let you represent him without him having support system, which is the word of God. So I'm thankful, Greg, for you. And I appreciate you being on. I truly appreciate it. And anytime God give you a word, do not hesitate. This is one place you can come. You got a platform here anytime. Just come and share. All you got to do is press one, and you know, you're welcome. Especially if you tell me God can say something, I want to hear. I want to be all ears. Hallelujah.
Hey, amen. Amen. Yeah, I've noticed I try not to jump to the gun with a dream, you know, because you can really get those interpretations messed up sometimes. So usually I just kind of report what I saw, but I try not to say God says, because then you're kind of, sometimes they got to wait for the interpretation.
Well, the Bible says in these last days, which that's what we're living at, says your old men shall have vision. Dreams, and the young men should have vision. So you're going to, if you're young, you're going to have vision. If you're older, you're going to have dreams. That's just the way it is. And so when people have dreams, hey, I tell them, hey, you know, it doesn't always say it has to be the word of God, but you're going to have dreams. So if a person receives that, that's fine. Young people, their vision is not all the way about God. But he says in these last days, young people are going to have vision. So So, Mr. President, I have a problem with nothing. See, I don't have a problem when it comes to the Word of God, because I know what the Word done said, and if not, I do my research. And you're in line. When God give you a dream, believe it or not, I used to dream I was always falling, man. Like, right before it would happen, I'd wake up. I used to dream I was getting ready. If I was driving down the road split. And right before I went over, I would always wake up. It doesn't matter. If I went through a door, I used to dream that. And then finally, God delivered me from the dream because I asked him to. Some people may not want that, you know, but I asked him to, because to me it was like I was falling. I needed to be saved. That was my thinking. So I asked God, if he don't save me, deliver me from them kind of dreams. And he did. But hey, Greg, okay, whoever number is 0885, you're next. Hallelujah. 0885. Thank you so much, Greg. 0885. Okay, I know we run a little over. Okay, 0736. Last four digits. Okay, you press one now. Okay. Well, hey, y'all stay blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.